Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report. Today is September 21st, 2014. In this week's news, Scotland stays put and David Anton Savage is gone. As mentioned last week, my co-host, David Anton Savage, has left the show. While it's a bit sad, especially for lovers of doom and gloom and all things dark, such is life. The Astrology News Report will continue. Good luck on your journey, David. Now on to the news. Scotland did not leave the United Kingdom, proving that money does make the world go round. In the final analysis, economic fears overcame proud boasts of freedom for a nation once taken by force. Note how Jupiter, the planet of faith and optimism, is nearly exactly trine to Uranus, the planet of freedom and independence. And oh yes, K2, the significator of change, is there too. The chart of the beginning of voting gives us the birth chart of the endeavor. 7 a.m. Scotland time on September 18th. The first house is the existing identity. The seventh house is the opponent. Jupiter, ruler of the seventh house sign Pisces, is exalted in the 11th house of accomplishment and is sending a trine aspect back to its own sign and house. Jupiter is also benefiting Uranus, the planet of freedom and independence. K2 signifies idealism and change. Both are sitting in the 7th house, indicating the nature of the opponent. The moon is the public and is in the 10th house of public actions, in Gemini, the most dual sign of the zodiac. The public has two sides to it. In the late afternoon, the moon moved to Cancer, joining Jupiter, ruler of the 7th house, in the 11th house of reward. This would appear to tilt the vote in favor of the separatists. But there are a couple of problems. Note that Saturn, the reality check planet, is in the second house of money. Just how independence would work out financially was one of the big concerns of the people. Note, too, how Venus, the planet of money and value, which, as the ruler of the second house sign Libra, counts double for money, is placed in the 12th house of loss and uncertainty. And see Rahu, an eclipse point, which represents distortion, is closely conjunct Mercury, planet of decisions, in other words, voting. Apparently, there were even allegations of fraud in the vote counting. But again, with Saturn, the planet of the established order, being exalted in the chart, it is unlikely that the decision would be reversed, and, as it turns out, according to English law, once the result is announced, it can't be changed anyway. But what about the various other breakaway rebel movements around the world? Are they also doomed to failure? Well, here's an interesting astrological point. When the Scots voted, Saturn was at the exact degree of K2, but 8 signs ahead. A Vedic astrology rule is that Saturn in the 8th placement, counted from any particular significator, obstructs that significator. Thus, K2, the significator of idealism and change, along with Uranus, the significator of freedom and rebels, both got obstructed by Saturn at the time of the Scots' bid for independence. Now what happens in November? Saturn moves to Scorpio. Starting then, Saturn will no longer be holding back K2 and Uranus. But Jupiter will still be sending its benefic aspect to Uranus and K2. So if the Scots had waited until November, there may have been a wholly different outcome. And for you rebels and freedom fighters out there, there is still hope. Just wait until November. Mars in Scorpio is great for joining forces for a common goal. Mars is known as the planet of brothers. Scorpio is the sign of alliances. Mars is getting further support from the trine aspect of Jupiter. Last week saw bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress for the campaign to annihilate ISIS, as well as an unusual unity of purpose amongst nations of all stripes for taking down the new scourge in the Middle East. One question that comes up, though, is how long is this spirit of cooperation going to last? Mars will be in Scorpio until October 18th. Then it moves on to Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign that is generous, but being a fire sign, it is much more egoic and self-righteous. The self-righteous attitude gets spread around to everybody, making it more likely that countries will disagree with each other. Sagittarius is also the rising sign of the USA. Mars will be opposing the USA 7th house, the house of partner countries. Mars is also opposite the 4 USA natal planets in this part of the chart. And this all has implications for the continuation of the current alliance. Mars is the planet of war. It's in Scorpio, its own sign, which makes Mars strong. Mars is also receiving support and encouragement from the trine aspect of Jupiter, the planet of optimism and increase. As Mars advances in Scorpio, the trine aspect from Jupiter becomes more exact, more energy for war. This energy was manifesting clearly over the past week. Everybody who matters has agreed that war on ISIS is good. Another astrological pattern last week was Mercury conjunct Rahu. Mercury is communication, and thus the message. Rahu, an eclipse point, obscures and distorts what it contacts. Mercury was exactly conjunct Rahu last week when General Dempsey made his announcement that American boots on the ground may be necessary after all. The next day, President Obama reiterated that there would be no American combat forces on the ground. Mercury is messaging. Rahu causes distortion and confusion. And on the world emergency front, crisis is yet another manifestation of the K2-Uranus conjunction, which is getting a boost from Jupiter, the planet of increase. The Ebola crisis seems to be going from bad to worse. President Obama declared Ebola a threat to world security and announced that 3,000 U.S. troops would be departing for West Africa to help out. Meanwhile, in Sierra Leone, a country hard hit by the epidemic, the government declared a 3-day countrywide lockdown of all 6 million citizens in an effort to stop the spread of the disease. World health organizations fear that this epidemic could end up infecting and potentially killing hundreds of thousands. In the zodiac, the bad news is that the Uranus K2 conjunction is going to get more exact in the next few months, indicating even stronger effects from this malefic combination as we move into 2015. And finally, some good news. Mercury went into Libra last Saturday, September 20th, the planet of rational thinking in the sign of balance and harmony, a good thing. It manifested right away in the announcement of the final results of the Afghanistan election, which is from 3 or more months ago, where Ashraf Ghani became the president but will be in a power-sharing arrangement with Abdullah Abdullah, his challenger. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.